Okay, well, we've just seen I love you, you're perfect, comma, now change. Is that correct, John?
That's the title.
Okay, at the Riverside Studios. Now, you're humming some music as we're leaving the theatre, but it's not from the show, is it?
No, I think it's from Once Upon a Time at the Adelphi.
Oh, right.
And the reason I'm humming it is all these kind of little composite sort of sketch show musicals seem to blend into each other after a while, and I'm not sure whether this was I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, or The Last 5 Years, or any one of a dozen chamber
I Love You Because.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yes. Any one of a dozen chamber shows that we might have seen.
Yes, actually it could have been performed in a chamber, actually, because we could have had more of an audience, I think.
You'd probably have had more of an audience in a gas chamber.
But actually, it's well, getting back to the production, it's well acted, well sung, the music direction is quite nice.
It is, yes.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. It's nice.
The production values aren't very good. It's a very, very cheap and shabby set.
Yes, there's actually, I would have preferred less shit.
There's an
less
awful, awful lot of furniture moving for very little effect.
Well, you know, trained at RADA.
No, applied to RADA, trained at Pickford's.
Yes, exactly. There's a lot of these shows have that. But, you know, it's a nice night out, and it's a shame we didn't have more of an audience, I would have thought.
Yeah, 14, it's not a lot, is it, for opening night?
No, but, you know, it can only get better. Possibly.
If you say so.
But, you know, did you enjoy the music?
I enjoyed some of the music. There's quite a nice, I won't call it a power ballad, but there's a nice ballad in the first act that a girl sings on her own called And Tonight I Will Be Loved, or I Will Be Loved Tonight, something like that, which actually has a narrative line to it. Most of the songs don't. They're all duets, and they're all a bit patterish, and they're all a bit... All the scenes are a little bit like a sketch show.
Yes. But I did like the Bridesmaid song. Did you like that one?
I thought she did it very well.
Yes. She has great comic timing.
Yes. But, you know, the drunken perpetual bridesmaid, it's not exactly an original characterisation.
But then again, this show was done first in 1996.
Yeah, 96, not 46.
Yes, but, you know, the 90s are out of fashion at the moment, aren't they?
Well, are they? I hadn't noticed that. But
well, this show is a bit of a reminder, isn't it?
This show is definitely out of fashion. You know, it's about relationships, and even in 1996, you know, it shouldn't be quite so relentlessly heterosexual, relentlessly marriage based. Yeah. It doesn't envision much breadth of relationships.
No, there's no swingers in it anyway.
I don't know, that bridesmaid had a pet. Oh, no, sorry.
All right, well, anyway, I think that's enough.